Well, that was stunning. That was absolutely stunning. Welcome inside our show on all of our affiliates on ESPN Arkansas affiliates, 104.3 out of Harrison, 96.3 Hot Springs, ESPN 95.3 in the River Valley, and our friends in Northwest Arkansas, ESPN Northwest Arkansas 99.5. You heard the phone number at the start of the show. We're going to be dropping that number on you ad nauseum if you don't already have it in your speed dial. Get it ready. 877-377-6963. We'll take your texts and your calls all throughout the next hour and 35 minutes, right up until 5 o'clock, before we let you try to make sense of all of this yourself. So good luck, right? I mean, if we're going to be able to make sense of this in the next 95 minutes, it feels like it would be easier to figure out a way to get yourself to Mars right now. 45-19, Arkansas takes another one on the chin, this time against Western Kentucky. Congratulations to the Hilltoppers for being bowl eligible now. And the Ty Story Redemption Tour certainly comes full circle now and gets to continue. Meanwhile, if you're Arkansas, you are wondering, when is the next time you are actually going to taste victory? And I don't know if there is any kind of an answer that you can settle on right now, other than it might be a long time. And it already has been a long time. Phil Elson here. We've got Ty Richardson in as well. Brenton is taking your phone calls. Again, it's 877-377-6963, the Cherokee Casino Hotline. And brought to you by our friends at Cherokee Casino and Resort. So do we have any calls yet? Yeah, they're starting to come in.
Yeah.
They are starting to come in, Ty. I asked a stupid question before the show started. I said to Ty, who's not feeling so well today, and you'll notice in the raspiness of his voice, you think we're going to get some calls today? I actually meant that. I'm not sure. You know, I wondered if apathy had set in for a while now or if it's just a lot of seething anger. So we already have three people on the line. I think it's more seething anger.
And I think, Phil, some people might prefer how my voice sounds now compared to my what's millennial-sounding voice during the week. You know how I said
this is as millennial as it gets. it's called fry. Your voice is frying.
You know how I told you, I joked with you I needed to start smoking cigars or cigarettes to make my voice sound raspier. I think just getting sick is it's expedited the process when it comes to that. Because this football team is not well, and I do not feel well right now either.
Stock up on your autumn adventures, $50,000 toys of fall every Saturday in November at Cherokee Casino Roland. They'll hold $500 cash drawings every hour on the hour from 4 o'clock until 9 o'clock. And then at 10 p.m. they draw for another big prize, the one later on tonight, a dream hunting package that includes a gun safe, hunting bind, tree stand, not just one but two pairs of binoculars, two trail cams, camo netting, and a $1,500 Dick's Sporting Goods gift card. That's a Cherokee Casino Roland later on tonight. Let's go right to the phone lines right now. Nathan is first up. Good evening. Or no, good afternoon, Nathan. In Maryland, you're on Hog Reaction.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. What's up?
Man, I'm just pissed. How much longer is it going to take for the Hogs to turn this around?
Man, I mean, that really, it feels like a rhetorical question.
That's
my whole thing about, you know, when's the next win going to come? Because that would have felt like some kind of a turning point. But it's just, you know, the win doesn't seem like it's anywhere near sight. And maybe you just feel good that there's no game next week.
Yeah, that's what's the saving grace. But it's just like, when do we fire this coaching staff and just move on?
Well, again, it does feel like a bit of a rhetorical question. What would your decision be? Because, I mean, a lot of people are saying, you know, does he make it to Sunday? A lot of people wonder, does it happen on Monday? Do a lot of people think, you know, to the end of the month? I mean, who knows? Honestly, again, are there going to be changes? You betcha. Is there going to be a change at the top? My guess is yes.
Good question. He's brought some really good recruits, right? But at the same time, we haven't seen on the field. And Chavis is a joke.
Well, the defense has definitely been the main weak spot, and you can identify complete inability to stop the run. 265 yards on the ground from Western Kentucky. It's been week after week, It's now five weeks in a row allowing at the very least 179 rushing yards. That was Alabama. The other four games, has been over 200 yards at the least. So yes, defensively, that's been the biggest issue, and that's where you have a little more of your experience. You know, for a coach, for a group of inexperienced players like this team, a lot of your experience actually is at defensive line.
And I feel sorry for Asosa.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Somebody that's hoping to move on to the next level. And it has not been, it was senior day. I mean, for a guy that's been there 4 years, was a highly celebrated recruit. Five stars. And has had probably one of the most difficult careers as far as wins, losses are concerned for any player in Razorback history.
The senior class is... I don't know if this is the worst statistically group of, and I'm not talking about them as human beings. I'm talking about their win-loss record in football. I'd have to go back and look that up, but this could actually be the worst senior class in terms of the win-loss record that Arkansas's ever had, if you look at the percentage. Again, I don't know that 100%. I'm going to have to go to that. That's a Hutch-type question, Phil, but there's at least potential for that to be the case.
There's no doubt, yes. And look, I mean, it seems a foregone conclusion that if Chad Morris makes it back for another year, and it did seem at the post-game press conference, he was asked by a number of media members, essentially, are you the right man for the job? And you know, he's going to believe that he is. How can you feel confident in your lieutenants, in the coordinators, the guys who are supposed to be running your units? Because on either side, not only hasn't it not been working, it's gotten worse progressively as the season has gone along.
Well, I think come Monday, if Arkansas fans want the slightest bit of relief, and I know there's a lot of Arkansas fans that would rather Chad Morris be fired by the end of tonight, sometime this weekend or whatever, but there needs to be a staff change come Monday. And I know that I said I would not call for the head coach job on this program or another program, and I'm not doing that. What happened today was inexcusable on both sides of the football. And, Phil, I know you brought up the stat that Chad Morris has never had to fire anyone or never fired anyone in his coaching tenure.
Well, he's going to have it done for him in that case.
And so you remember we were talking about with Mike Anderson at the end of the year that the supposed rumor was Mike needed to make a staff change and he was unwilling to do that. There could be a similar scenario where if Chad's unwilling to let go of the rope when it comes to one of his guys, then Hunter Yurecek and the Board of Trustees and Chancellor Steinmetz could ultimately decide that they need to make a change, which at this point you're so irritated that the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, regardless of who's playing at quarterback, came in and stomped you today. It's just an embarrassment. That's what it comes to. It's what it boils down to. It is embarrassment. Like I got a text from Eddie in Clarksville during the game, and he told me, and I don't know, this was probably him more joking, tongue-in-cheek, he said he was wearing a paper hat on his head inside his own living room. And I think as an Arkansan, you were embarrassed with what you saw today on the football field. It's one thing if you lose like that to Alabama or Auburn, but Western Kentucky, Phil, Frank Broyles is rolling over in his grave right now. There's a lot of other former Arkansas football players that are just so angry at what's on display. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again, it's not 100% on coaching. The players deserve some of the blame. And I know they'll get less of it because everyone wants to blame the older guys and the coaches and stuff, which is fine. But they also deserve some of the blame as well, Phil.
And there's a difference between losing and being embarrassed week after week. It's now last four games outscored 198-90. And so it's come from three SEC teams. One good one, one really good one, one mediocre one, and now a good Conference USA team. And Nathan, we appreciate the phone call. Let's go back to the lines. It's the Cherokee Casino Hotline. It's open for you. We'll call it a couch. Put your feet up, and we've got some Kleenex, sitting on the table across from you, just in case you need them. 877-377-6963. The Cherokee Casino Hotline. Next up, Bill in Uniontown. Bill, you're on Hog Reaction. What union town are you living in?
I live in Uniontown, Arkansas.
Uniontown, Arkansas. All right. That's one of the towns I don't know. I didn't know where it was located. Where is it?
East of Cedarville, Arkansas.
Very good.
I mean, west. I'm sorry. West.
Well, do you know where it's located?
yeah, really. But as sickening as this football game made me today, I have an answer for your question of when our next win's going to come. It's going to come Tuesday night when we get on the basketball court.
Hey, watch out. Didn't North Texas have a big win this past I think yesterday they got themselves a victory. So, hey, you know, maybe that's a better opportunity. That's a better opportunity. Monday night, the women's basketball team plays McNeese State. I think that'll go down as a W, too.
There you go. There's another win.
That's right. Okay. I meant football.
There's no answer for that.
That's the thing. I meant football. This is a football call-in show today. So.
But as soon as you asked that question, I thought, we're going to win Tuesday night.
I appreciate the optimistic end of it, Bill. I very much do. And I appreciate you dialing in here for Hog Reaction. Hey, that's nice, Ty. Automatic optimism. And a reminder that as bad as things are with football, this is the thing that I hate, what's going on. As bad as it is with football right now, it shouldn't project what everything else on campus at Arkansas is like. Not at all. There's a major difference.
Yeah, I think the optimism towards Arkansas basketball is farther along. I mean, there were 17,000 paid tickets to the first game of the season against Rice. Now, there was nowhere near that amount in the attendance, but that means that there's only a little over $2,000 of seats left that have not been bought, it seems like. So season ticket sales, I think, are doing pretty well for basketball, and if they can pick it up a little bit and show some promise, especially based on how this football team has performed this season, I think the basketball is going to hopefully catch some traction with the Arkansas fans. But obviously we got to talk to the football team for at least a couple more weeks, Phil, until the season's over with.
Well, and for the next, you know, close to hour and a half, we've got to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So help us out. 877-377-6963, the Cherokee Casino Hotline. We'll take your calls and your texts up until 5 o'clock. Next up on Hog Reaction is Nelson in Harrison. Nelson, how you doing?
Man, I'll tell you, I'm not doing very good at all. That was pitiful. And, you know, I mean, not only did you get beat, not only did you get beat down by Western Kentucky, but they had no kind of respect. They had no doubt that if they wanted to go for it on fourth down, they were going to make it. I mean, and all they had to do was just line up and run our defense over. If Chavis don't go, if he don't go Monday, and there's not a change made, then, you know, well, I'm sorry. I liked Chad Morris, and I was trying to fight for, you know, I was trying to be on the side that maybe, you know, we just ain't getting there. But we ain't getting there because there's no fire in these coaches. There's no one held accountable, responsible, and it's just time to figure out where the responsibility lies. And if that's at Chad Morris's feet, he needs to be cut loose. Because
all right,
it's just ridiculous to, you know, I mean, yeah, we had a little fight and up to the Kentucky game, but ever since that, this has been nothing but a bloodbath. Over and over and over. And, you know, you can sit there and you can say, well, the players played till the end of the game. Well, yeah, they're players. They're going to play. They're going to do what they can do. But at halftime, it was the end of the game, the last four games. So I'm just sick and tired of it. And I'm a guy that, you know, I'm not really hard on coaches. As everybody knows, you know, I felt like John Pelfrey was working his butt off. Everybody knows that. But this coach right here just cannot get anything going in the right direction. So, and our next victory will be whenever they decide to change somebody on this coaching staff. That'll be a minor victory for the Arkansas Razorback football program.
All right, Nelson, we appreciate that. He lost me a little bit when he was talking about John Pelfrey working hard. Although, you know, I guess the record does speak for itself. I don't know if he meant Pelfrey, if he meant somebody else.
Pell just got hired in the offseason at, what, Tennessee Tech? I think.
Head coach?
Yeah, I think he's a head coach at Tennessee Tech, if I remember that correctly.
Back to the top of the pyramid, yeah. Huh?
Getting back.
Well, I mean, and our caller there just refers to getting pushed around defensively. I 5 for 5 on fourth down for Western Kentucky, all in the first half, 4 of those in the first quarter. I don't think I've seen a team convert 5 fourth downs
in one game before. I'm glad you mentioned that. So Taylor Zarzer and Matt Stinchcomb brought it up on the SEC Network telecast. That was the largest number of fourth down conversions this season.
In a half. Well, so, the game was over at halftime, yeah, again, as it's been for a few times.
Yeah, so.
All right, 877-377-6963, the Cherokee Casino Hotline. We'll take your calls and your texts up until 5 o'clock. So let's step aside for a break. Todd and Waldron, you'll be up next, so stay through the break, and we'll be right back on Hog Reaction.
Our special Razorback postgame coverage is presented by Bud Light, broadcasting live from the Cherokee Casino Mobile Studios.
And Hog Reaction continues. And we welcome you back inside the studios after a 45-19 defeat at the hands of Western Kentucky. That is Arkansas's 7th consecutive loss. Hogs dropped to 2-8. And staring at an off week before visiting Death Valley and the LSU Tigers, and then hosting the Mizzou Tigers at War Memorial Stadium. Speaking of LSU, if you haven't followed that game, the LSU Tigers leading Alabama 16-7. That's our Bud Light scoreboard. That's with 8 minutes left in the first half. LSU 16, Alabama 7. Phil Elson here. Ty Richardson is in studios. Brenton is on the phones. It's all brought to you by Cherokee Casino, West Siloam Springs. Come in for a $1,000 cash drawing every hour on the hour. At 7 o'clock, they're going to be giving away $10,000, $25,000 cash at 10 p.m., and a total of $40,000 given away in cash every Saturday, which includes today at Cherokee Casino, West Siloam Springs. They'll have one of those drawings coming up in about 13 minutes. 877-377-6963, the Cherokee Casino Hotline. We'd put him on deck. He hung through the break. Next man up is Todd in Waldron. Hey, Todd, thanks for being so patient. You're on Hog Reaction.
Hey, Phil. Hey, Todd. How are you?
Doing great.
Well, first of all, I'm ready for baseball.
Well, you know me. And it's 97 days, by the way, and I'm always ready.
You know, Phil, I listen to every broadcast this year with you. And sat right in my living room at my booth. I sat there and listened to every game, enjoyed it, couldn't get enough of it. But on the other hand, I don't blame, and I really don't think anybody else should, blame Chad Morris for anything. And here's the reason why. He's not a proven college coach. He coached in two big-time programs in the state of Texas, which is Stephensville, which is right down 67 outside of Fort Worth, and Lake Travis, which is in Austin. He done pretty good. I don't think he ever won a state title. He may have. I know he didn't at Stephensville. And but if you don't win at those two schools, you're not a coach anyway. However, if somebody comes and, you know, they wave millions of dollars in your face, you're stupid not to take it. I think he's a good car salesman, but I think the SEC and I think college football, period, is just too big for him. He may be an awesome guy, but who you should be upset about or at is Hunter Yurecek. I mean, why give this guy a chance? You know, I knew we were in trouble when his 15 minutes of fame is recruiting Deshaun Watson. I mean, my God, if you have a five-star stud right down the road, Stevie Wonder could recruit him, you know? And so I don't think you should be mad at Coach Morrison. I think you should be pointing the finger at Hunter Yurecek. And that's all I got to say. Thanks, buddy.
All right, appreciate the phone call. I think Chad Morris won at least a couple state titles in Texas.
I know he had record-breaking quarterbacks, Garrett Gilbert. You mentioned Stephensville, Lake Travis. I'd have to go back and look and see if he actually won state championships, but he was regarded as one of the best high school coaches, not only in the state of Texas, but in all of high school football, Phil.
Well, yeah, and when it comes to Coach Morris now, you know, Chad, Hunter Yurecek is, the decision seems to be in his hands. So, you know, I don't think he's responsible for Coach Morris being here, the state of things right now, but moving forward, whatever decision or lack of that Hunter decides to make is where things go from there.
This was the most amount of fans. I don't know if you saw the picture that Nikki took, but the most amount of fans that have all season, you know, the glass see-through part of the press conference room?
Yes.
There was more fans that were watching that press conference than there have been all year, which is wow. Deservedly so based off of that. And
must have been a little bit of an uncomfortable moment.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Could understand that. Hog reaction here. Cherokee Casino Hotline is lighting up. And we are going back to the phone lines right now. Brandon in Van Buren, you're next up on Hog Reaction.
Hey, how you doing? Just wanted to add a little bit, you know, to the last caller, you know, talking about Morse and, you know, not necessarily Morse's fault. He just not cut out for it, et cetera. And, yeah, obviously Yurecek didn't bring him here, but like you said, it's in his hands now. But what's more concerning to me is if you go back to the time that we brought Coach Morris in, and, I mean, like a lot of Hog fans, I tried to get behind him and probably drink the Kool-Aid a little bit. But, you know, when you dig down in the details and, you know, look at his SMU record, you know, 7-5, 2-10, 5-7, and then 7-5 is last year there. But his last four games at SMU, he lost three of his last four games at SMU to Navy, Memphis, and a 55-10 blowout loss to Louisiana Tech in the Miami Beach Bowl. So, I mean, what's more concerning to me is what was going on behind the scenes, whether it was with the board or the donors or whatever, that actually made the decision to bring this man here. And to me, that's what's more concerning going forward is it Jerry Jones pulling the strings on the Razorbacks, like it's his personal little team or something? I mean, there's definitely more money in Northwest Arkansas than Jerry Jones, and if this is some kind of scheme that he plotted up, I mean, we need to cut him loose and, you know, look at the big buyout that Florida State put together to get rid of their coach. You know, we've certainly got that much money or more in businesses up in Northwest Arkansas that could take care of business and get whoever was the people making the decision to get Morris here, get their money cut loose from our program.
Well, Brandon, if Jerry Jones truly is in charge, Phil, then that means you're going to have a mediocre coach for quite some time, because the perfect example is that if you look to his own team, the Dallas Cowboys and Jason Garrett, you're going to be standing and Arkansas is not even a media. Arkansas fans would give up their house to be mediocre right now. They're not even mediocre. There's
mediocre is average.
Yeah.
Is, you know, at or around average. This is
what Houston Nutt,
this is far below average.
It's what Houston Nutt would hover around and then have that one good year every 4 or 5 years. This team is just a laughing stock. So I know I concocted the theory of the Jerry Jones, paying respects to Jerry Jones by starting his grandson today and it ultimately not working out. And Jerry might be one of the few big-time boosters that are still in Chad Morris's corner. I don't know about that after today, after what he saw, but it's safe to say there are not a lot of boosters or fans in Chad Morris's corner right now, Phil.
Speaking of Jerry's grandson, John Stevens, finishing 3-for-10 in his first start, just 27 yards. And one interception, which came awfully early and set up Western Kentucky for a 9-play, 42-yard drive that included 2 fourth-down conversions. Boy, that's just the fourth-down conversions in the first half, just a big slap in the face to the Arkansas defense. Let's go back to the Cherokee Casino Hotline before we take – or do we need to take a break?
Yeah,
what do you think?
We're probably coming up on a break. I don't want to cut one of these guys off because we got less than a minute, I'm thinking.
You don't want to – you know, want to anger our listeners more than they already are?
PA kind of got really hacked off last time. He only got a minute, so I want to make sure that these guys get their just amount of talking points, Phil.
Yeah, I don't want to be a point of anger for anybody today after watching what you did watch today. 45-19 Western Kentucky over the Arkansas Razorbacks. So we can read some text then on the Cherokee Casino Hotline for the next 30 seconds or so. 877-377-6963. J.W. Guthrie says we are the worst Power 5 team in the country. I don't see any evidence otherwise, and I think that that comes off as the truth. JT in Hot Springs says, please tell the guy Hunter didn't hire Morris. He didn't hire Morris. He did sign off on him as you know, like the first decision, but it really wasn't his decision. But again, it's not about that now. Now it's about what's moving forward, and whatever happens with Chad Morris is in Hunter Yurachek's hands. Maybe a couple others, too. One more hour on Hog Reaction. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Welcome to the Hog Reaction Show, the only show where you can give your post-game takes on the air. Call or text into the Cherokee Casino Hotline, 877-377-6963. Our reactions, your reactions, all the reactions start right now.
Phil Elson with you. We got Ty Richardson in studios. Brenton's taking your phone calls. We are reacting to 45-19 Western Kentucky with a shocking dominant performance at Reynolds Razorback Stadium that brings a little memory back of last year's loss to North Texas. You know, a team that really ended up pushing Arkansas around more in the air than anything else that afternoon, way early in the Chad Morris era. This Western Kentucky team came in and just does what you saw pretty much from Auburn and Mississippi, maybe not quite at the level of Mississippi State. Amazing to think that Western Kentucky grinds up 265 yards on the ground. And that was like what? Like a third of what Mississippi State did, which just goes to show how right now Arkansas has trouble stacking up against the physical SEC teams and Conference USA. Western Kentucky with 36 minutes, 57 seconds possession time, finished 9 of 18 on third down. Five of those times that they didn't convert third down, they went on and converted on fourth down. Ty Story finishes with 77 yards on the ground, two touchdowns rushing, one in the air, 213 yards passing, including a nice 69-yard strike for a touchdown, which had pretty much salted the game away. Tough day to be a Razorback fan. It's been a tough 2 years to be a Razorback football fan, and we appreciate you sharing your concerns, your anger, your disappointments all throughout the next hour. We'll take you up to 5 o'clock and get your reactions on the Cherokee Casino Hotline. It's brought to you by Cherokee Casino, West Siloam Springs. They just had their first $1,000 cash drawing, and we'll keep it going up until 9 o'clock. Every hour on the hour, they'll have a drawing for at least $1,000 cash. 7 o'clock, they're drawing for 10 grand. And then the big drawing at 10 p.m. for $25,000. It's a total of $40,000 given away each Saturday at Cherokee Casino and Hotel Roland. All right, let's go to that Cherokee Casino hotline right now. And we've got a few people lined up on that phone line. First up here in our second hour, John held through the hour. John in Hot Springs. Hello, you're on Hog Reaction.
Hey there, how are you this afternoon?
Doing all right, John.
Well, I was just calling to just kind of get your opinion on it. You know, it's kind of disheartening to me to watch us play like that today. I'll be quite frank. The first half, it was just so depressing and so boring. I actually started cheering for that old Ty Story kid from Charleston on the other team just because, you know, the Razorbacks prep. We couldn't do anything with the football. We couldn't move it. And you know, I was just calling to get your opinion because you know, we've heard some Chad Moore say some things about being real young and not having talent, but I have a hard time believing that the talent that we have is not as good as a Western Kentucky team. You know, we're an SEC school here, and I just have a hard time believing that our talent, even as freshmen, are not as good as Western Kentucky's, Tommy, and I'm just going to get your opinion because, pretty much the old Boston was historic. Chad Moore said he was practically a loser, and it was all right if he moved on and went on his way. And then he comes in today and just absolutely torches us. And I was just on kind of see what you had to say about that, because I just find that absolutely ridiculous that a kid like that, a homegrown kid, has to move off to play his football career because Chad Moore doesn't think he's going to work here in Arkansas. And then he comes in and just absolutely rails us. And I was just going to see what you had to say about that.
Well, John, appreciate the phone call. And I mean, there's so many layers to the things going on right now with football, and personnel is one of them. The fact that your best players, the most talented players, are probably your freshmen and sophomores, those who it's tough for them to do the heavy lifting, and the depth behind those players isn't there right now. But that's not the only issue. I mean, personnel is an issue, but Arkansas is not. Should not be 26 points worse than Western Kentucky. Arkansas should be able to stop a team on fourth down at least once, whether it's an SEC team or not. There, part of the issue right now is buy-in, it seems. Buy-in not to the system or the scheme, but buy-in to those who are teaching those things to you, whether they believe in those coaches. Because the effort doesn't really seem like it's been there. And you can talk about watching Treylon Burks do his thing. Treylon Burks is giving great effort. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Rakeem Boyd, are you telling me that his incredible runs today have to be forgotten because of such a dismal performance? He broke off two of the longest touchdown runs of the season for any SEC running back. Finishes with 185 yards on 8 carries. Now, what's he doing touching the ball 8 times? That's another problem. Yeah, and this gets to part of it. Yes, Ty, personnel is part of it. But when you see Rakeem Boyd get 8 rushes, something's wrong.
Well, I would think that partly played into the fact that Western Kentucky seemed like they scored. Did they score on every single drive in the first half?
They sure did.
Okay. So you get in a situation where Chad Morris and Joe Craddock don't feel like they can run the football. They have to pass because they're losing precious seconds, and that comes back to both the defense and the offense. But you're having success running the football at times with Rakeem Boyd, which is just a bummer. There's a few guys, and I heard we had a caller call in the first hour that talked about McTelvin Aguim has just had a wasted career at Arkansas, not because of his talent, not because of his hard work, but because he hasn't had anyone surround him. And you could say the same thing about Rakeem Boyd. Put Rakeem Boyd on a talented SEC team or just a talented football team, his skills would be much more utilized and recognized on a better football team, and he would be getting a lot more attention. But because he's playing on one of the worst teams in the Power Five, he's not going to get the same recognition that he actually deserves when it comes to him as a college football player, Phil.
J.W. Guthrie asked if Trey Knox played today. I know Trey dealt with the flu during the week and didn't practice the entire week. I think he played a little bit, but reports said that he left the game with an injury, an ankle injury. According to Kelly Stacey, she tweeted that from The Athletic. So I think he played. He didn't get a reception. I don't think he was targeted and didn't play for very long. A text from the 479 asks if we still had Ty Story, do you think this year would have turned out a little different? It's tough to say. Your quarterback play has been abysmal no matter who's been out there. And potentially better quarterback play against Kentucky makes a difference. Yes, maybe. Maybe one or two more wins. Quarterbacks lost to San Jose State and Kentucky. And then your defense has been the main issue for the last 4 weeks. Although the offense hasn't been on the field for the defense to even catch a breath. Tanner in Tupelo asks this a legit question, not an emotional outburst. What's it taking them so long to fire Chad Morris? What are they waiting on? And again, these are rhetorical questions with no answers as of right now. 877-377-6963. We're taking your calls and your texts up to the top of the hour. Next up on the Cherokee Casino Hotline is RD in Fort Smith. RD, go ahead. You're on Hog Reaction.
Hey, guys, good to talk to you. Let me review something real quick for all the listeners, long-time listener, first-time caller. What's got us in this spot, first of all, while we had no effort going through the motions, is we just got trumped by State last, then we had Alabama and Auburn. Okay, we played Kentucky pretty decent. But here's my problem. If Chief, if you want to call him a Chief, that's fine. He don't have no clue about this defense, and I'm seeing no improvement from even last year. We out-talent Western Kentucky all over that field. And another thing, he needs to be gone. Morris needs to be gone. And let me tell you why. The best guys we've had in this program have been motivators. Houston Nutt, motivator. Bobby Petrino, scare you to death on the TV screen because he going to get in your face and get things done and get you to move and get you to be who you're supposed to be. Chad Morris, the best he could do is sell you some single cab pickup at Fort Smith's local used car dealership. That's about all he's got, boys. And I'm going to tell you right now, we got to get somebody that gets our school. I'm already looking up articles talking about Norvell to Florida State. And where there's smoke, there's fire, boys. And he ain't going to be at Memphis. We've been lucky he's been at Memphis this long. I'm telling you right now, Chad Morris is not the guy. He needs. And the other thing is, he ain't never fired nobody on his staff from what I've heard on this program. And I didn't know that until I listened to this program. Is that correct?
This is correct, yes.
Yeah, see, that tells me everything I need to know. If this guy's real worried about his job, he's real worried about putting us on the map, all that stuff he's been talking, then I'd be going in that assistant coach's room, that defensive coordinator's room, and saying, you guys are gone. I'm getting me somebody that makes this machine go. Because right now we're selling these boys out, and it makes us look terrible. And right now we're in the lowest point I've ever can remember as it relates to Razorback football in this state. I appreciate you. Y'all do a great job. Y'all have a great day. Thank you.
So, hey, RD, real quick before we let you go, bud, before we hang up, is Norvell the guy that you would want as an Arkansas football coach? I think we're going to start asking people that question. You brought it up. Is he your number one target if something was to happen to Chad Morris?
Yes, sir. He's my number one target. Let me tell you why. 1 second. This guy knows our state. He's been in the state. He understands what Razorback football is about. My only question, everybody's talking about skeletons. I'm going to tell you right now, a skeleton that we got is marched out in front of us every single week at this dang press conference. We got to listen to the same nonsense that he gives us week in and week out. So I don't care about all that. He's about to get signed on somewhere. He comes from a system. He's been able to implement his system at Memphis. And if we don't get somebody that can motivate our kids and get this state once again united around, I mean, West Kentucky, what did they do against UCA? Didn't UCA beat them? Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, they beat them in Bowling Green earlier this year.
There you go. So, I mean, I'm not even going to go down that way of thinking because y'all know what I think about that. God forbid we're worse than UCA. But I'm telling you, we got to get a motivator, and I think Norvell's our guy because we also got to get somebody that's not like Chavis who's on the tail end of his retirement thinking about living in Branson, Missouri the rest of his life. We got to get somebody that knows our boys, knows our state, and wants the program and wants their career to go match up. And I have one more thing about Chad Morris. I think Chad Morris is out here rolling around with all these head honchos down there at that rich school in Dallas his kid plays for. He's over here, big SEC coach, big timing. I need to see an effort, and I need to see a drive to go be the best. And right now I feel like we're just comfortable in mediocrity. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the phone call, RD.
Taking a shot at Branson. I love Branson. I haven't been at Branson in the middle.
I think he was more taking a shot at retirement than at Branson necessarily. Okay. You can understand it for what you might want to understand it as. The frustration continues from our callers today. Spewing the anger in every direction with understandable reason. 877-377-6963. The Cherokee Casino Hotline live on ESPN 95.3 in the River Valley. 96.3 ESPN Hot Springs. ESPN 104.3 Harrison, and our affiliate ESPN Northwest Arkansas 99.5. So get with us on the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Next up on the air, Hog Lover in Rogers. Hey, Hog Lover, you're on Hog Reaction.
How are you all today?
Doing good.
Well, that makes one of you. I swear, if this does not make a Hog fan stand up and start writing in, calling in, doing anything and everything they can, and I don't understand an announcer saying they're not going to call for the head coach's job. He needs to be gone. Adios, amigo. No more. This is stupidity at its max. We are the laughing stock of the SEC. We have taken over Kentucky's place, and if that don't piss you off, then nothing will.
dog lover in Rogers. Thanks for the phone call. I was waiting for him to describe as being in the pit of hell, but in a college football sense, Ty, it really feels like you're right there.
Ah, man, I think that's we're going to have to hold off till next segment, but that that voice of emotion, I think, is only going to lead up to the next caller that we're going to have on next segment.
That's right. So we're going to ask Eddie and Clarksville to hold through the break. That is a tease. So there might be some radios flicking off across the natural state. There might be some that are, well, why would you turn them up? Because you know Eddie's coming with a lot of loudness. 877-377-6963 is the Cherokee Casino hotline. We'll continue to take your calls and your texts up to the top of the hour as we react to the Hogs' seventh straight loss. Arkansas drops it to Western Kentucky 45-19. Don't go anywhere. Hog Reaction continues after this.
Bye. Bud Light, broadcasting live from the Cherokee Casino Mobile Studios.
And welcome back inside Hog Reaction. Phil Elson, Ty Richardson in the ESPN Arkansas studios. Brenton taking your phone calls. And the phone lines are jammed up right now. So you might get that busy signal if you're trying to dial in. So let's go right to the phones to react to Western Kentucky 45, Arkansas 19. We told you he'd be coming up. So let's put it on the tee for him. Eddie in Clarksville. Eddie, you're on Hog Reaction. Have at it.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and good afternoon to the Hog Nation. But let me just say, start off with this. I'm going to say congrats to Mr. Ty Story, a home state kid. Even though he wasn't a member of a Razorback team on that playing field today, he performed at a high level. And he's a home state kid, and I'm going to say this. I always like to say, home state kids go out and perform on the playing field, and certainly that young man persevered and did the job on the playing field and whooped our rear end today. But I'm ringing a bell again on this coaching staff. I'm ringing, more importantly, I'm ringing a bell again on this administration. That's where you got to start. I'm talking about this board of directors, and I called in last weekend on post-game. I'm ready for some spring cleaning. And until that takes place, you know, you had a caller just two calls ago talking about mediocrity. Well, we go to bed with it. We wake up with it. We shake hands with it. We've made best friends with it. Listen here, administration. I've been a Hulk fan since I could walk. I love this program, as a lot of the fans listening today on this radio take great pride in this program, and you made it a mediocrity of it. Isn't it time to start making some right decisions? I'm talking about don't wait till Monday. If you can't do it, I'll tell you how to do it. Are you listening to Mr. Yurchek? You're our athletic director. This is how you do it. You walk in, you call Coach Morris to your office, and you say, you're fired, Mr. Coach Morris. All your assistants, pack your bags, and we're going to buy out your contract, and we're going to start making some right decisions for once in 8 or 10 years. And then you cannot wait to the end of the season. And let's go out and go out in a new, let's make a statement that, hey, we can't do anything about the last 10 years in a program. But by George, starting Monday, we're going to start making some decisions for our tradition, for our fan base, for our university, for our football program. Are you listening today? Because, listen here, he's fixing to finish 4-20. No SEC wins in 2 years. No hope for next year. And for him to take a post-game, I get tired of it. You know what I'm saying? I would gladly. I love this program so much, and I said this a month or so ago. After that San Jose State loss, I'd gladly go up on the hill and say, take my arms. I love this program so much. If you will make a change, then if you will make a commitment to turn our program around, to not make friends, not to go to bed, what mediocrity? Listen here,
All right, Eddie. We'll have to hold you off right there. Once he offered up his arms, when you're offering up body parts, I usually have to stop the phone call. 877-377-6963, the Cherokee Casino Hotline. What body part would you give up, Ty, if you were to pick one? Don't answer that question. It's a rhetorical one.
Looking down in my midsection part. That's what I would give up.
You'd give up one of your fingers, I think.
Yeah.
Jamie in Fort Smith, next up on Hog Reaction. Hi, Jamie.
Hey, I'd give up something of Jerry Jones's body. He's who got us, this nerd.
I didn't say you could give up other people's body parts, Jamie. That's not part of the deal.
I can do that easily. No problem. But, Eddie did hit on something. One of the things that's wrong up there, we got a bunch of people behind the scenes running the show. I know everybody thinks Hunter Yurecek this or that, but he does what he's told, and that's what he was brought here to do. And there's not going to be change until someone like Jera or all these 1964 guys die off. You know, they'd rather be able to goose the coach on the butt, you know, than have a winner that wouldn't talk to them. You know, that's what's wrong up there. And also, who's our quarterback coach? That guy, he ran off Story. Story looked like a serviceable quarterback to me today.
Didn't Craddock handle the quarterbacks too, along with being an offensive coordinator? And that's Chad Moore's specialty, is quarterbacks.
Yeah, well, he's the quarterback killer. I know they used to call Houston Nut that, but my gosh, we haven't had a quarterback, you know, improve under the guy that I've seen.
They've regressed, and Ty Story got better by leaving Arkansas. Imagine that. Jamie and Fort Smith, thanks for the phone call. Cherokee Casino Hotline continues to jam up. We want to get through your calls here today. 877-377-6963. Next up on Hog Reaction, Steve in Cabot. Hey, Steve, you're on Hog Reaction.
I'll tell you what, Chad Morrison has one job up there on that hill. That's to win games, which he gets paid very well to do, which he'll continue to get paid after he leaves here and not wins any games anymore for us. I'll tell you, even that news conference at the end of that game was pitiful. All he talked about was how good the other team was and how the other team did this and that. Made me sick. John L. Smith at least won 4 games, and he was a whole lot more entertaining in the news conference than Chad Morrison ever was. I want to see somebody with some fire in their gut, like Steve Spurrier breaking headsets and throwing his visor across the field, Houston Nutt jumping up and down, chewing his fingernails off. Something. Give us something. Or get something else. Get somebody else. Somebody that's got some Arkansas connection. That's what's trouble up on that hill, too. They've lost all Arkansas connection. No one's got any spirit or pride in this program anymore.
All right, Steve, thanks so much for the phone call.
Back to the same old Arkansas connection. Steve, everyone else listening right now, there's not a lot of those. There's just not. Like, that's just what it boils down to. When you talk about athletic directors, head football coaches, head basketball coaches, there's not a lot of Arkansas connections that would be candidates at those positions. And I feel like I have to remind people every day, Frank Broyles went to Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech. He played for Bobby Dodd.
He was from Georgia.
Exactly.
So there you go.
He became an Arkansan, just like David Basil and the guy I'm doing the radio show with right now. You become an Arkansan. You don't necessarily have to have that connection, but you have to buy into the idea of being that guy or those guys. It seems like Eric Musselman has bought into the idea with the basketball program. So that idea that you need someone with Arkansas background, Arkansas connection, that's not true. You just need someone to win football games, Phil. And Chad Morris is not doing that right now. It's just frustrating when the people are always obsessed with the idea Arkansas connection, Arkansas connection, Arkansas connection. No, you need a guy that can win football games. Period. End of story.
And right now you have 2 wins against FBS teams. Out of your 4 total wins in nearly 2 full seasons, 4-18 record at Arkansas, 2-8 this year, staring at 2-10. Let's look at that score before we go to the break. LSU pulling away at halftime already, 33-13 LSU putting it on the Alabama Crimson Tide in Tuscaloosa as a six-point underdog, too.
Yeah, you're happy about that because you picked LSU earlier this week. I went opposite, picked Bama, but I'd much rather see LSU win and lose the bet. Other big notable games in college football today, Phil. Penn State loses on the road to Minnesota. Who saw that coming? PJ Flex Squad undefeated to this point. They get a huge win against the James Franklin Penn State Nittany Lions. Baylor survives at TCU. That's always a barn burner. They win that game in triple OT.
So Baylor's still unbeaten.
Baylor's still unbeaten. Minnesota's still unbeaten.
Baylor gets Oklahoma next, I think.
Correct, yeah. I'll be down there for that. Ohio State crushed Maryland. Florida crushed Vandy. SMU survived against Eastern Carolina. Those are some of your ranked teams on the Bud Light scoreboard, but this is pretty. I mean, I got the TV. I don't know if you saw me fist bumping earlier, but Joe Burrow threw a touchdown pass to Clyde Edwards-Helaire, which put them up by 20 points. We got the TV on here in studio.
I thought you were doing the cha-cha slide in there.
That too.
I thought you were doing that along with helping produce the show.
It's a pretty wild game, though. I mean, you think about offensive wise that LSU has always been inept in that department. That's what has held them back against Alabama countless number of times, is the inability to move the football. But that is not the case today. Brendan, has Burrow incompleted like one pass, two passes?
It's
one
pass. 18 for 20, 252 yards, three touchdowns.
He's been unbelievable today, Phil. Unbelievable today.
Georgia, Mizzou, South Carolina, App State, Kentucky, Tennessee, all under the lights as far as the SEC is concerned. That's a Bud Light scoreboard. Let's step aside for a break. We're taking your calls and your texts on the Cherokee Casino Hotline up until the top of the hour. 877-377-6963. We're reacting to 45-19. Western Kentucky blows out the Razorbacks in Fayetteville. We'll be right back on Hog Reaction. Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Cherokee Casino Mobile Studios.
Hog Reaction continues, and we appreciate you tuning in and sharing your disappointment and your anger with us. Because that's what it seems to be about today. Phil Elson, Ty Richardson, Brenton taking your phone calls. Arkansas falls to 2-8, 0-6 in the SEC, 45-19 falling to Western Kentucky. So now in these last 2 years, the Hogs have, and I haven't counted the record yet, but you've had losses at Colorado State. That wasn't a blowout, but it was a tough one, you know, giving up a big lead. The blowout loss at home to North Texas. This year, home loss to San Jose State and getting blown out at home by Western Kentucky. So, and that's out of the SEC. It's like, forget about how you compare to anybody else amongst the other 13 schools in the Southeastern Conference. Right now, Arkansas having trouble matching up against the Mountain West and Conference USA, because North Texas is Conference USA, aren't they?
Pretty
sure they are. All right, we're going to the phone lines. The Cherokee Casino Hotline is jammed up, so let's empty them out a little bit. Colby in Fayetteville. Hi, Colby. Thanks for being patient, and you are on Hog Reaction.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. I'm going to be honest with you. So my wife made some incredible taco soup. I mean, the whole nine yards.
I love taco soup.
A little bit of Rotel. I love it too, brother, especially hers, man. I mean, it's got beans. It's got Rotel, it's even got corn. And so I tell you, it didn't settle well with my stomach. And so I went to the doctor, and man, I thought it was going to be a bowel issue, to be honest with you. And the doctor told me that I got Chad Morris sucks-itis. That's what I got, folks. And I'm going to be quite honest with you. The Chad Cav has got to go. We got to call the Gus Bus. Heck, we got to call somebody. And I'm going to be honest with you, man. I used to love Red Bull. I know Chad loves Red Bull. And to be honest with you, I hate Red Bull now. I'm sick of it, folks. I'm absolutely sick of it. And I'm telling you, man, I love the red and white. I bleed those Hogs. I bleed them. I love them. I'm Woo Pick Suey every night of my life. But I'm going to be honest with you, folks. Chad has got to go. He's got to go. I'm telling you, Ray Charles could see and call better play calls than Chad Morris. He's got to go, folks. And I'm going to be honest with you. The gentleman was talking about body parts, giving up body parts, folks. Giving up body parts. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I think Chad is looking for two of them. Anyways, thanks.
All right, Colby, I don't know how much more honesty I can take. We appreciate your honesty and your giving up of other people's body parts, which I was asking which part would you give up on your own body, not on somebody else's. Next up on the Cherokee Casino Hotline, Cecil in Fort Smith. Cecil, thanks for holding. You're on Hog Reaction.
How you guys doing? It's been a couple. Actually, it's been four or five bad seasons for us. I'm a true Hog fan. Me and Raven Caldwell played together in high school, and I played with a lot of other guys, you know. And I've never missed a Razorback game. I haven't been to one game this year. I was on my way to the Auburn game. Got up there, it was 21-0 or something like that, and I turned around, man. I own a graphic business. I went back to work. And I saw this guy's show. I don't know much about him. I know he came from SMU, but he don't know jack about coaching. And for Ty Sturry to leave, I know Ty personally. I know him. And for him to leave, you already knew you had to switch the game up because Ty know the whole playbook. And it was just the same old thing, you know. And not to win an SEC game in 2 years, you know you got to go. Arkansas is top of the line in money. They got one of the best schools in the country. All other kind of stuff on campus, and you keep a coach like this another year is ridiculous. I mean, the man got to go. And let me say one more thing before I get off. Now, I know Les Miles is old, but he was winning when LSU got rid of him. He was sitting at home twiddling his thumbs, and Kansas called him. I don't know why Arkansas just wouldn't get him for a crutch, keep him for 2 or 3 years until they got a better coach. And would have won with Les Miles. I just don't get it. I don't get it. But this guy here, he has to go. Really, he shouldn't make it to his office Monday morning. Y'all have a great day.
Appreciate the phone call, Cecil. And I think a lot of people will be waited with bated breath for something to happen on Monday. And here's the thing. I think there'll be some sort of action. And I think that's what fans expect, some sort of action, meaning somebody's going to lose a job over the next week. It might not be Chad Morris, but it will be somebody else. And I have a feeling that this when I'm gathering from our calls here, people are calling for blood.
I think, I'd say that's accurate. I just don't know how you could get through Monday's press conference without making a change, regardless of what that change is. The definition of insanity, Phil, is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. That's what you have right now with Arkansas football. Whatever you keep trying, it's the exact same thing, and it keeps on failing. So something has to change, and I think I'm like you. It has to be something with the staff.
Let's step out for one more break before we go to the last segment on Hog Reaction. We've got three callers on hold. We'll get to you after the break. 45-19, Western Kentucky defeats the Arkansas Razorbacks. And we will come back and wrap up Hog Reaction after this break.
Mobile Studios.
All right, we've got one more segment. We want to get to all of your phone calls here on Hog Reaction. Brought to you by Cherokee Casino Roland. You'll stock up for On Adventures $50,000 Toys of Fall. Every Saturday this month, they're holding $500 cash drawings every hour on the hour from 4 until 9, then 10 o'clock. Later tonight, giving away a dream hunting package, which includes a gun safe, a hunting bind, tree stand, two pairs of binoculars, two trail cams, camo netting, and a $1,500 Dick's Sporting Goods gift card. That's at Cherokee Casino Roland later on tonight. We're reacting to Western Kentucky 45, Arkansas 19. And next up on the Cherokee Casino Hotline, PA and Texarkana. PA, thanks for holding. You're on the air. We can give you 1 minute.
Okay, just want to list some names when you guys spoke that we don't need Arkansas. You know, Arkansas, great Arkansas players aren't necessary for the Razorbacks to be, you know, a top shelf team. Ryan Mallett, Joe Adams, Jeremy Sprinkle, let's see here, McFadden.
These are all great players from Arkansas, but what point are you getting to?
I could go down the list. I could have written them down and got all that. But I'm just telling you, we need some homebred Arkansas boys. Maybe not the 5A type, maybe the 2 or 3A type, and coached up and so they'll know what it means to be a Razorback. And I think that's very important.
Okay, PA, appreciate you giving us your opinion there. Next up on the Cherokee Casino Hotline, Alan in Rogers. Hello, Alan, you're on the air.
Hi. Hey, I'd like to make the point. The thing that impressed me about Chad Morris when he got here was the recruiting. He's worked hard on that, did a good job of recruiting, but he obviously when he gets them here, he can't develop them. You know, was a coup getting Jefferson out of Mississippi, the best offensive player to come out of there? I can recognize talent, and that guy has it. If you had the right coach coaching that guy, and these freshman receivers and the tight end we had, I don't know where the Henry kid went that's a tight end. He hasn't been playing either. But Sean O'Grady, I don't know what he, or Cheyenne O'Grady, I don't know what his problem is, but I'm guessing. But anyway, a good coach could this Jefferson kid has it. He's a runner. He's got a gun of an arm. You can see that. He's probably lacking in confidence because, you know, that's what the conservative coaching side of Chad Morris does to a player. You know, you're not ready yet. You don't know the playbook good enough. Well, football is a lot about instincts and athletic ability, and this kid has it. And a good coach, that's the biggest red flag to me. Wouldn't have redshirted him. He would have recognized that, just like Malzahn did with his freshman quarterback. I think this Jefferson is better than that kid.
It's a good point you make.
He would have started him and built a team around him.
Alan, I think you make a great point that part of coaching isn't just bringing these players in, acquiring really good talent, but also, and it's not only just them getting better as the season goes on and you can develop players, but it's recognizing where talent stands apart from knowledge of your scheme and how that talent, if it is rare, can outshine whatever sort of scheme you want to go to. And you just had the sense that up until here, Chad Morris has been so rigid and very stubborn about his offense instead of adjusting to the most talented player at this position. Next up on the Cherokee Casino Hotline, John dialed us up out of the Rock. John in Little Rock, you're on the air.
Y'all been having fun this hour?
This has been easy. It's just taking calls, man. We're just psychologists
right,
today.
Yeah, there's no show prep for this one, right?
That's right.
Yeah, look, it's abundantly clear that there is absolutely no development. Just none. It's abundantly clear. We are worse now than we were at the beginning of the year. We've had six starting quarterbacks in 2 years, and one of them handed our butts to us today. It's embarrassing. We have, I mean, basketball. You have people hungry for anything that's going to win. 17,000 sold tickets. They're going to come to Little Rock, and I don't think they're going to draw the crowd that the Benton Bryant game drew. I think Benton Bryant probably drew somewhere around 27,000 to 28,000 people for a high school game. And I'd be shocked if we get that in War Memorial. He is costing the program more by sticking around than if we had to do a buyout. I've heard people say, well, we can't be a revolving door for coaches. We're not. We had one fired for cause. We had one for 5 years. It's not like we're getting rid of coaches every 2 or 3 years. This is not a revolving door situation, but this is a situation right now that has to be addressed, because that $10 million is going to look like a nickel if he keeps on driving this program into the ground and we keep on drawing the crowds that, you know, you've had people call the radio stations up there, businesses talking about how bad they've been hurt this season because of how bad this team is. And I don't put this on the kids. I just don't. It is all coaching. I think they've made their decision. I think their play should tell our AD everything that he needs to know. He's not going to be the one to lead them. And having him back for another year is going to put us further into a death spiral. And you know, I don't know how or when we recover from that.
John, great call, man. Really appreciate it. But Phil and I have talked about this. You can't not put blame, at least some, on the players. Like, that idea, that take, that mentality that the players are blameless for what has happened this season is asinine. It is. That is so stupid to have that idea. Now, you can put more blame on Chad Morris, Joe Craddock, this coaching staff. That's fine. But, Phil, I'm sick and tired of hearing that these players are without blame. These are not high school kids. These are young adults. These are young men. They need to shoulder some of this, what's happened this season. Well, it's stupid to keep coming back to that idea.
And, Ty, they're all in the midst of a vicious cycle right now, which continues to go downward and downward into a bye week with a 45-19 loss to Western Kentucky. That's going to do it for Hog Reaction. We appreciate your phone calls today and all of your anger and your disappointment. We have felt it. And thanks to all of our stations for being a part of it. For Ty Richardson and Brenton back in the studios, I'm Phil Elson. Have a great rest of your weekend.